talked about creating a spiritual transformation in our lives, as opposed to just being chazak different areas, not coming to nullify that either. It also has to be done, but that's not what we're trying to do here. Over the years of doing seminars, it seems that there is a lack of fundamental understanding about Hashkafas HaTorah. Hashkafas is what it means, Hashkafas HaJudaism, if you want to call it like that. If we would know and have a deep understanding and a broad understanding of these machshavas and meditate on them, we would have tools in our hands to withstand all the problems and nisoinus that are attacking this generation. I happened to listen to a share that Rav Tetz gave a few weeks ago. I spoke to him in London when I was there now. I spoke to him about this problem. That there are many, many big Talmud Chachomim, Lamdonim, that have no basis of understanding, or the basis Kalim and understanding of Hashkafas HaTorah. They have basic understanding of Hashkafas HaTorah, but the Kalim and the tools that you need to understand Hashkafas HaTorah in depth, they don't have. They don't even know that there are such tools in Kalim. He mentioned this in a share he was giving. It seemed, I don't know he was giving it to, but it seems he was giving it to people that themselves are going out to give Shirim Kiruv. I don't know if it was the Kiruv seminars. He was talking to Rabbanim. And that's one of the big problems, is we don't have definitions, we don't have Kalim. The same as in Halacha. You can ask the guy, Psak Halacha, he knows Dalet Chelek Shulchan Aruch. He knows that there's Kalim and understanding when it says V'yesh Oimri, V'yesh Meforshim, V'chein. You have to know how to define these terms. When it comes to Ashkofa, it's kind of like, it's up in the air. It's not, we don't learn it with the same depth and understanding as we learn Halacha, and that's a Chaval. באמש שזאף זה איסק ביסודות רבים ומקיפים של השקופה היהודית על כל חיינו ולא במטרה להמחיש כיצד ידיעס אלו מסוגלות לשנות את אורח חיינו ניתן לדוגמה את הסיפור הבא. Just to give an indication of how understanding the fundamentals that are going to come through in this sefer, and as we see we'll look in other svarim as well to support it. Go back to the sources. We did that. We learned the sefer, and then we realized we were lacking basic fundamentals in Shara B'tochen, Kovis Lavavos. We learned Shara B'tochen, Kovis Lavavos, gave us a whole new understanding. Now we'll come back. We'll see. We'll understand this better, and we'll understand what we need to go back to Shara B'tochen for afterwards. Story. Rav Taube has many stories because he travels a lot and he's out there a lot and he's been giving seminars for, I don't know, about 150 years. And a lot of people come to him and tell them stories, and he has a lot of stories and they're amazing. Pana leyudi yaka v'asirch b'fana es ha'mak sheli alibay. So the Jew came to him and told him from the depths of his heart, Hutiyes ashe over olav miyom yivlodoy v'adato. From the time he was born until now, Usipali Keitzad Mechel Shanim Al Gabay Shanim Umukov Bechavilois Yisurim Sheloniten Letar. Bundles and bundles of suffering from the time he was born until now that you can't even begin to describe. Kvar Bekatnusoy Sevel Mihitnagud Kasheh Ubrutaliot Mitzad Hoyrov. He suffered from terrible behavior, brutal behavior from his parents. Over Shnei Sevel Neisefes Bekol Bate Achinuch Behem Shal. Obviously, when that happens, he goes from school to school to school, doesn't miss a day. At Shagia Leperik Hanesuim Veshitcholo Eish Isha Kashet Yom Vekashes Ruach. We're painting a worst case scenario here. But this is a true story. I asked him once, because this sounds like one of those, I want to cover all the bases, so let's cook up the worst case scenario. Take 20 people suffering, put them into one bundle. The true story. He married a woman, Lo Aleinu, nothing but sorrows. Obviously, in a home like that, you don't grow functional children. So he didn't have the easiest time bringing up his children either. Each child had his own peckle. החצורס מקיפוס אותו מכל הכיוונים. לא ניתן לפרט את היקף הצורס הללו ולא אגזים אם אימא שמיהו מחלקם as tzorosev l'chamishim benadim. So I'm not exaggerating. If we divide up the tzoros this guy to 50 people, hayadai v'hu tzoros l'kol echad me'acham. Be enough for everybody to handle and say, I'm not, you know, that Hashem forgot me. I haven't got something for 40 days. Should be worried that Hashem's forgotten about you. Everyone would have enough. As what does a Jew do when he's got this kind of tzoros? Halachti lepoyli yeshuas liminayim. Asiti kol segula efsharit. I did everything a Jew is supposed to do. He went and did all the segulas. He palalti al kivrei tzadikim be'eretz bo'ilam. I went to chutz la'aretz and he went to every kever that there is. Anoshim rabim eftichu li yishim ase dova pleini matzav yishtape. Vim ase segula almoini yeitiflo. Plenty of people out there will promise you, if you do this segula, if you just do what I say, if you try this, if you give me so much money, your problems will get solved. Asiti es kol ha'etzes v'segulas ach shum dover shol mamash lo ishtame. I did everything and nothing helped. L'chein ani nisho, ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu roitze mimeni. Good question. What does Hashem want from me? Oyme b'pe molu u'b'chonos. In Libi ayu molu rachamim al yudize. He said, my heart, the Talmud said, my heart was mamash, can you not be fully rachamim for a Jew like this? He was suffering and what we call today a misken in every aspect of the definition. It's not a talking to him. You don't go for the throat, you know, you talk around the subject a little bit. Eventually he said to him, just tell me a simple question. Simple answer, I've got a simple question for you. Haim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev otcha. Does Hashem love you? I was once giving a shiur to a whole bunch of kids in the old city. I used to be there, Shatorah. The guy from Osamayach, funny story, but the guy from Osamayach used to bring the guys there every Sunday morning and I used to give them a shiur. They paid me, the check used to go to Shatorah because I was in Shatorah Saturday. So it was a funny story anyway. But a kid once got up and I was talking about Avos Hashem, got up and threw a chair at me.
Threw a chair at you?
Avos Hashem, you're telling me that Hashem loves me after what he's done to me? You ask a guy, yeah, who's drowning in suffering, does Hashem love you? Yeah, sure, that's why he's beating me to death. Yeah. I was talking about Avos Hashem, I didn't realize that I touched a raw nerve. This kid got up in the middle of Hashem, threw a chair at me. I value that moment, I wouldn't sell that moment for anything in the world. That's a real Hashem moment. Yeah. Anyway, Baruch Hashem. Who honor. Eich himmel, by the way.
No wonder.
Those plastic, you know, those bonkers bagels upstairs, those plastic chairs. You know, so if they hit you, they don't do too much. You sit them and they break, so they're not. Who honor Eich who eivoti? How can you tell me that Hashem loves me? Terei alai yisurim ani soivol. Ain li yom tov b'chai. I haven't had one decent day in my life. Because how can Hashem love me? Of course He doesn't. Hamshachti lishol. Ain mitpalalta yoy? You daven today? Voishiv ken? Shalti, האם אתה משקה פעמיים ביום? So you lie twice a day. ועוד מסמיך לכך הסקור השם ומלכוס, and you also mention Hashem's name in that שקר. האם לא אמרתי להם הבויכה בעמו ישראל באבו? וכן אוי ועמו ישראל? You didn't say today in davening הבויכה בעמו ישראל באבו. You didn't say אוי ועמו ישראל. You didn't say אבו רבא ותונו. I tell you, didn't let us aim Lehudia. You are a Jew, your mother was Jewish. So you're in the category of Amo Yisrael, there's no exceptions. Doesn't love you. You yourself said today, 3-4 times before you even got to breakfast, that Hashem loves you. The Nechach Dvarai, who shall. Okay, fine. That's a better question. Okay, so the Yotzu Hashem loves me. So if He loves me, why is He doing all of this? Why am I suffering so much? Hashavti lo. Einayni yochayrim lahavin es darke Hashem. Ulam ein ze oime ki chas v'chile boi ro'elem. Einu oivet cho. We are not able to understand all the ways of Hashem. I heard recently, and it's bugging me, I don't remember who said it, but it was one of the Gedolei Yisrael said, that the sheresh of all apikorsas is the Yetzer Hara to understand everything. If you think you have to understand everything, eventually become an apikoros, because you can't understand everything. Whatever you can't understand, so then, yeah, I can't understand that Hashem loves me, even though I'm suffering so much. So it must be that Hashem doesn't love me, so you become an apikoros. Shoresh of all apikosis is the desire to understand everything. Doesn't mean the kosher desire to understand the whole Torah and to know more and understand. I'm not talking about that. But that you think you can understand everything is where your problems are going to start. And any chayim loving is darchei Hashem. Ulam ein ze aimbe. That doesn't mean chas v'chilik. Hashem doesn't love you. He talking shadu rabba. On the contrary. Migoydel avoso elecha hu metapul b'cho b'tipul miyuchad v'individually. Could be that Hashem loves you even more, and therefore He's giving you very special treatment. Yitochen shezachiti liyoyis ma'isim shakorosh baruch hu mitnegim on benagos el yoyin shel tzadik v'ralo. Could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is treating you in that very hard darg of what's called tzadik v'ralo. Lo yitochen, you said, I need no tzadik. It can't be that Hashem is dealing with me with tzadik v'ralo because I'm not tzadik. Amati lo lo ilma tucho ledat keitzed machshivim oitcha b'shamayim. You never can tell how they deal with you in Shammai. You don't know what Hashem thinks of you. Could be that a Jew like you is considered a tzaddik. You're not rebelling against Hashem. You're not sinning b'mezid against Hashem. You really want to keep all the Torah and the mitzvahs. You're raising your family to keep the Torah and the mitzvahs with all the difficulties that are involved. You're not abandoning Hashem. Because of all the problems you're having, it's very hard for you to actualize your potential. But how do you know how they're judging you in Shemayim? Could be that you're a tzaddik. Eina kodesh baruch hu bo b'truni en b'reisav. Fiyoscha hamuchletes she'incha tzaddik shgui. Your adamant statement that you're not a tzaddik is a complete mistake. Hare ata makabal lecha b'chol yoyim heshkem v'erev es oil mitzvaysov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'atel ma'inyen l'kayemon b'chol leiv. Twice a day you makabal on yourself all mitzvahs. And you want to keep them. Everybody does. Ela she'in chatama im ani tzaddik kol gadol. What you're worried about, what your real question is, I'm such a big tzaddik. Madua ani soibul kol kach. So I'm suffering so much then. These are ancient questions, by the way. These are not new questions. Moshe Rabbeinu had these questions. These are questions that have traveled with the Jewish people since day one. The Melachim had the Kashon Rabbi Akiva. We have plenty of examples in Klal Yisrael, not short of examples of these matzavim. Why doesn't Hashem allow me to function as a tzaddik? If I have the potential, if I have this innate ability to be a tzaddik, why is Hashem not letting me fulfill it? Why am I drowning in suffering that prevents me from fulfilling my potential? Why doesn't Hashem answer all the tefillahs of all the tzaddikim that daven for me? Why doesn't He answer my tefillahs? Madua hatzitkas hamaisim v'apuleis hasiti lo'il ad ko meuma. Why does all the tzitkas that you're describing that I have, why is it not helping? Lama ze lo ze? Eilu hein sheile sheni tzarich letayt aleim es hadas. These are the questions that we need to give enormous attention to. Achen einu mishanot meuma. We have to answer these questions as we go through the step. We'll try and touch on a lot of these nukudas. But it doesn't change for one moment that Hashem loves you and you're very beloved to Hashem. And we're going to prove it, by the way. Those of you who have an incentive not to come back, I'll give you an incentive to come back. You know, they get you to buy these weekly magazines that the kids want? Because at the end of it, at the back, they've got these little comic stories and they always end at the most critical point, and the next week they carry on, and they do that for like 20 years. You know, that's how they get you to come back. So I'm telling you now, okay, open proofs we're going to bring, okay, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves each and every one of you. Not just because you're part of Klal Yisrael, that's the Klal part, just even because of who you are. Even if you wouldn't be part of Klal Yisrael, you'd be a Jew, but you wouldn't be part of Klal Yisrael if you were the only Jew in the world, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves everybody. Open proofs. So if you're satisfied being miserable, okay, don't come back. You know, if you're happy being miserable and unloved and the Kodesh Baruch Hu hates you and whatever, and you don't want to step into the real world and know that Hashem loves you, don't come back. Because soon we're going to mamish, open proofs. Ata b'nei yechidoi. Kamo sh'amah b'nei b'chayri Yisrael. Hashem's only child. That's the first basic principle that you can't argue with. Kol od atan ichlal beged Yisrael, as long as you're what's called the Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oivotcha ava ozer. Hashem loves you with a great love. She'ein chayoich elasha klal utzmosen. We have no way of understanding how big that love is, because that love is infinite and we don't know what infinite love looks like. The biggest love you can bring me in this world is fana. Hashem's love for us is infinite because Hashem is infinite. Therefore He has mercy and rachamim and love on us that we have no way of understanding. Ula'achas she'advorim alu lo'edus avas shem klopov noflu aloznaim keshuvas. After I explained to this Jew these aspects of Hashem's love and it started entering him, started understanding a little bit, I said to him, to answer your question, why are you suffering so much? Before we makabal, we're going to speak about Kriya Shema a lot here, but before we makabal upon ourselves, O Malchu Shemaim, before we say Kriya Shema, we make a bracha. The brachas before Kriya Shema are hachana for Kriya Shema. I said this here many times. The brachas aren't holy things that you do just before you say Kriya Shema. They hachana for Kriya Shema. In order to get into the proper mood, and in order to grasp and understand V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, you need a chana. So there's two brachas we make before, which are the two kalim that the Rishonim say you need for Avas Hashem. One is being misboinim bebrius, to misboinim in the chokhmah of the bria, shara b'china, it's yoytza mo'eres, to go meditate and understand the wisdom of Hashem in the world. And the second one is Birkas HaTorah, to go meditate in the depth and the wondrousness of Torah. Both those, the Rishonim say, will bring Hashem b'muchra. So the brachas we are making before Kriya Shema are hachana for Kriya Shema. So one of the brachas, the last thing we say before we say Kriya Shema is Haboiche ba'amo Yisrael ba'ahavo. Klaima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bocha bi v'oivati. Hashem loves me, He chose me and He loves me. Rak la'acha mecheinu yoichel lekabel alav al malchus shamayim. The Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Shepirushu hu kedahalo. We'll explain what Shema Yisrael is now. So it means before a Jew says Shema Yisrael, before he's Makabal or Malchus Shemaim, he knows and has a deep realization that Hashem chose me and loves me. In that moment of ecstasy, he can now say Shema Yisrael properly. The Pasuk Zeh Yehudi Poine Latzmoy Va'oymesh Shema Yisrael. Tovin Yehudi. When you say Shema Yisrael, you're talking first of all to yourself. You're also talking to all of the Jewish people, but first of all, you're talking to yourself. Atahu b'nai yechidi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First you have to know is you're Hashem's only child. V'ohev otcha, He loves you. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem shehu ha'elokim sheli, this Hashem who's my God, Hashem shelefamim mitnaeg imo b'midas hadin miloshen Elokim. This God, this Hashem, who's kulu mercy, who sometimes behaves towards me b'midas hadin, which is represented by the name Elokim, u'meivi alai tzoros, and He brings upon me tzoros, hu Hashem echad, Hu echad v'ani echad imo. He's one and I'm one with Him. Ein libi choluk ala mokum klal. I don't disagree with Hashem on anything. Ani makabel akol ba'ava. As we saw in this week's Pasha, Tomim tiyum Hashem Elokecha. What does Rashi say? Everybody say the Rashi.
Amen.
If you're going to learn nothing off by heart, you should learn this off by heart. What did Rashi say?
Not to investigate Ramara, Ramata, why it's coming like this. You have to do, no?
Be'erech? Yeah. Be'erech? Yeah. What does Rashi say? No, in Tomim Tiyum Hashem Elokecha.
We'll go with Be'erech.
Huh?
We'll go with Be'erech.
Al techake ala asidois. Don't investigate what's going to happen in the future. The kolamo alecha makabel ba'ava, and everything that Hashem throws at you makabel ba'ava. V'az tiye chelkoy v'chelik avos or whatever, and then you'll be His portion and His nachalos. V'az tiye chelik v'nachaloscha.
Be'erach.
A better be'erach. Yeah, a little bit more better. You should learn it off by heart. I'm talking to myself. Shema Yisrael. Learn it off by heart. I used to know it off by heart. I'm getting old. Is Tomim Tiyum Hashem Elokecha, be whole with Hashem, be together with Hashem means what? Stop worrying about what's going to be. Whatever happens is from Hashem, it's for the good. Get on with your life. But then you and Hashem are functioning together, you're working with Hashem.
People, generally, they want to improve their level, but in order to
was
improve...
Was it a stereo?
No, it's a...
Now that you have Hashem on your side, and now you're not worrying about all the things that are going to be, now you can improve your level.
Yes, but you have to know what is wrong, and in this case...
Doesn't say don't learn Shulchan Aruch.
No.
I don't see that Rashi saying anyway, don't go learn Shulchan Aruch to find out what's right and wrong.
You have to investigate why it's going wrong. That means you have to investigate your
Masi. But not worrying about what's going to be tomorrow.
Yes.
That's what he said. Don't worry about the future. Why do you got to sit down and do Cheshbon and work out?
It's a problem for this guy. It's not HaKadosh Baruch doesn't like him. The problem is he wants to understand what he has to change in order to...
Okay, we'll get there. Nachinami. The person suffering, the Gemara says what he should do. Okay.
So why was it a situation of Navi in Israel if we don't want to know the future?
Oh, very good. Excellent question. Question is, why is there this called a Navi? This Musa called Navi? Yeah. If Rashi's telling us, don't worry about what's going to be. Excellent question. Let's Hashem, we're going to see here. We have two whole chapters on this subject later. And we've discussed this many times, and I mentioned it the other day, the Moshe's Chochmah. Rashi is describing a level of betochen, okay, which was not always relevant to all the Doiros, but it's relevant to our generation. The Chovas HaLevavos definition of betochen is not, don't worry about the future and just do whatever Hashem says and everything will be fine. On the contrary, Chovas HaLevavos says, go and find out what's good and what you need, and go tell Hashem that's what you want and He'll give it to you. But we mentioned many times that different generations need different tools. The tool that Rashi is giving us is a tool where you don't have a Navi. We mentioned this with Rafur as well. We have a doctor, I have to be careful. The Ramban says it's also to go to a doctor. Ramban says it's also to go to a doctor. From Asa that he went to the doctor and he was cursed, Rambam says you have to go to a doctor. Rambam says the same way as a person's got a disease called hunger, he calls it a machala, hunger. So what do? You don't go to the Navi. You eat something. Somewhere a person's got a disease, you go to the doctor. Says Rav Dessler, there's no machlokes here. No machlokes. I'm giving this very bekitzer. This is a long, big sugya. If you want to see it summarized, is Rav Matisyahu Solomon and his Pirush. Rav Salavovas, Shara Batochen, has Pirush on this. And this is where I'm getting this from. Rav Dessler is by Riches. Rav Dessler is no machlokes. The Ramban's talking when there was a Navi. When there was a Navi, if a person did an Aveira, he understood that he's going to get sick. If a person's suffering, why is he suffering? Because he did an Aveira. You go to the Navi. The Navi tell you what Aveira you did. The Navi knew what disease, what Aveira caused what disease. You went to the Navi. The Navi told you what to do tshuva. Before you did tshuva, and you got better. That was the Tekufi we mentioned earlier, which is Tzadik V'Toiv Lo, where everything was clear, and we had Navua and we had Navis. And Navis told us what's going to be and what to do. And if you don't do this, you're going to get sick, etc., etc., etc. That's where the Ramban's talking. The Rambam would agree. If you have a Navi, you don't go to the doctor, you go to the Navi. What were doctors for then, by the way? Because there were doctors then. So what did the doctor, the Ramban says, what do you need a doctor for? To tell people how to live healthy lives. What to eat, and but they're a class sort of nutritionists. That was the tafkid of a doctor.
Preventative,
yeah. But his tafkid was not to heal, that was the Navi's job. Which is poshut, because what does a doctor know about what a virus causing what? That you need a Navi. After Navua, we don't have that anymore. We don't have that darga. We're living in a different world, in a different darga. We don't know which Aveira causes which disease. And therefore, you need to go to a doctor. We're not going into the whole, how doctors work, because doctors don't do anything. We know that. And yet, if they don't do everything they're supposed to do, they're murderers. It's not easy being a doctor. That's why you pay a doctor.
Permission.
Yeah, that's also a big machloitis. They're showing you where it's a chiyuv, yes, permission. Okay. We're going to that whole discussion. That's a fascinating discussion, by the way. There's much Torah written on the role of a doctor today. There's a fascinating Chasam Sofer. I don't know if you're aware of this. I love this Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer was asked to Shaila whether it's mutter to go to a Goyish doctor or a Jewish doctor trained in Goyish medicine. But most doctors today didn't study by the Rambam. They studied by Archimedes. What was his name? The Hippocratic Oath or whatever. Yeah, I should ask them. Yeah, okay. That's another discussion. So he's also it's mutter whether that's called valid ishtadlus. The Jewish goof is not the same as a goyish goof, and therefore this guy doesn't know my goof, so how can I go to him? So the Chasam Sofer paskins, he didn't tell the guy, you're mishuga, what are you talking about? He tells him, you're right. Abba b'di yeved, you're allowed to go to a goyish doctor.
Even more so in psychology,
Well, psychologists
don't understand what a Jewish
psychology
neshama
of that. They don't even acknowledge that we have a neshama. Psychologists are very dangerous creatures. If you know how to use them, and there's also klalim we have, Baruch Hashem, from the poskim about how to go to a psychologist and whatever. It's better to find a psychologist who's a Talmud Chochem as well. If you can find a psychologist who happens to be a Boki Bashas, it's also useful. Baruch Hashem, we have people like that running around. So So that's a Chasam Sofer. But Avada today, so that's the same with Betochen. The Betochen of certain Rishonim, I'm talking about a Betochen of somebody who's a Baal Betochen, he's holding on the level already. Rashi's talking to our generation, doesn't have Nevuah, that's walking around confused and in darkness. The way you hold on to your sanity is Tonim Tiyom Hashem Elokecha. The Kabul Ba'av, and that's our job, by the way. Our Tafkin is not to go tell a Kosh Baruch Hu what I want, and therefore you have to give it to me because I'm a big Baal Betochen. Shit is the Chavis HaLevavos. Because we're not Baal HaBetochen, number one. You want a proof? I proved it the other day. We're not Baal HaBetochen. Baal HaBetochen is somebody who completely unfazed by anything that's going around him. Mordechai, in the Purim story, was a Baal HaBetochen. Lo kam velo za. They're going to kill you if you don't stand up, if you don't bow down to this Haman. Doesn't bow down to Haman. He wasn't losing sleep over it, I promise you. Lo kam velo za. That's a Baal HaBetochen. No, anybody here claims he's a Baal HaBetochen, but say you don't need this Rashi. This Rashi is not for you. You're welcome to ignore the Rashi. It's a nice pshat in Chumash, but it's nothing to do with you. But the rest of us understand that the Betochen we need and what's keeping us sane today is the Rashi's level of Betochen. We don't have Novi's and we don't have Nevuah and we're not Baal HaBetochen, so we need Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. We can explain this at length. We're going to this later. But you asked the question now, so...
So in other words, in the right time, there's no problem with trying to know the future.
If you're a Navi and Hashem reveals to you
if
the future...
If you're living in the time of a Navi.
Once again, I don't know what it's like to be in a world where there's like a million Navim running around, because that's what it was like. Now, I don't think every Navi knew everything that was going to happen in the future. They didn't have the Powerball numbers, you know? It would be nice to have the Powerball numbers, you know? By the way... Each one had his particular things, what Klal Yisrael needed to know and whatever. Even the greatest of the Nevi'im didn't know every possible thing. Yaakov Avinu couldn't reveal to his sons when Mashiach's going to come. There was limits on, if you think about it carefully, knowing everything that's going to happen is probably the biggest curse that could ever happen to a person, think about it. It's almost counterintuitive, but if you think about it for 30 seconds, you'll realize that the boredom that you would suffer, never being surprised, never not knowing what's going to happen, would be a curse worse than death. Imagine living like that for 100 years, never having a surprise, always knowing what's going to be. Yeah, it's a bit fun in the beginning, you know, you hit the jackpot whenever you want, but it gets a bit boring after a while, you know. Always bothered me, I don't know if you're allowed to say what I'm saying, but always bothered me how Hashem deals with that problem. It's only not a question, because Hashem doesn't have our limitations. But being infinitely all-knowing, there's a certain point of boredom that must exist. That's always bothered, since a kid, it's always bothered me. Sugar now, I don't know what you... No, just Hashem must be bored to death, no? I often feel like guilty how much I'm boring him, you know? It's like, because he knows everything, he knows what's going to be, he's called Yochel, he can do whatever he wants. So there's no challenge, there's no... So what is...
He gets nachas when
you do that. Yeah, good, but...
But you ain't got it.
Anyway, the question's not a question, but it bothers me still.
So. Why is the question?
Because we don't, it's the same as the questions on the question. How does Hashem, how do I bechira when Hashem has foreknowledge? The Rambam says you don't know what Hashem's foreknowledge means. Hashem doesn't have fore or aft or right or left or, we can't even ask the question. The question doesn't start because we have no idea who we're talking about. If you would have a clear definition of what the infinite was, then you could ask the question. But since we don't know who Hashem really is, you can't ask questions about Hashem's state of mind. Here, we have to stop here. All right, let's Hashem continue.
I appreciate that.
We know more or less what is wrong. Globally, we know.